So just for a moment, you just rest your attention down in the belly with the breath, just as a means of sort of gathering attention and allowing your attention to be more with experience than with thought. And so by just simply, easily, with gentleness, putting your attention on the breath, that transitions you out of the mind and more into experience. And if you should ever get lost in thought, that you'll notice that the breath, the quality of the breath will change. When you get lost in the mind, it'll generally become a bit heavier, a bit more thick and dense, and it'll signal you to just be present. So in this meditation, we're going to experientially open to some of the dimensions of the awakened mind, awakened being. And to begin with, just allow your attention to come up right into the region around the head, and here when you come up above the shoulders into the head, sometimes your attention may even rise above the head, and you'll find you get a sense of openness just up and around the head. There's a spaciousness in which thought happens. Spaciousness in which experience happens. This is moving a bit into the transcendent realms, transcendent dimension. Which initially starts to be experienced as sort of an open spaciousness. And again, you're not trying to manufacture anything, you're not trying to produce anything. Just up at the level of mind, sometimes I call it awakening on the level of mind, which is actually the transcendence of mind, that sense of openness, spaciousness, in which mind occurs. It's also the dimension of pure awareness, the open space of awareness. Completely silent dimension. Generally, we're so identified with what goes on within awareness or within this space that we identify ourselves with certain patterns of thinking or behaving or feeling. And we don't notice this open sense of spacious awareness in which all that thinking happens, in which all that feeling happens within. And so we're just opening to that spacious dimension of experience, of consciousness. And in this dimension of pure awareness or pure consciousness, you may experience that pure awareness has no difficulty with what arises. It neither grasps nor rejects anything. Is simply the quality of serenely watching everything that appears. You may notice that this dimension of awareness and consciousness is not identified as a thought or a feeling. It can't be described in those terms. It's you as a vast open space of emptiness. Its invitation is to let go of your incarnated being. Let go of grasping at it, identifying yourself as it, to just let go. that vast emptiness is naturally aware. Naturally conscious. When it's deeply open to, it's a realm of a vast freedom, freedom from the world of time. And you may get the intuition that that space of awareness has always been there. It's the common element throughout one's whole life. Something right there in your experience has just been watching it all. And now we're going to just let go a little bit of that dimension of experience. We're going to let it come down from the head or above the head. And now we're coming more into the heart. So we're letting go of the strictly transcendent. And we're moving a bit into the incarnated realm, into the realm of the heart, allowing your awareness to come into the chest. And you just breathe in that infinity in through your chest. And breathing through the heart. And you notice there's a bit different quality about it. There's still a certain sense of openness and spaciousness. But in the heart, there's a bit richer quality. There's a deeper sense of a presence. Sense of well-being. And maybe in the heart a sense of a kind of subtle radiance. And whatever shows up for you, you just open to it. Just experience being at the level of the heart. This is also the dimension of agape, of selfless, infinite love. And the invitation here is to completely give yourself to the heart, to embody it. Opening to the divinity of form. So right at the area of the heart, if you could draw a line among your physicality running from your head to your feet, and then a line from tip to tip of your fingers at the end of your arms, it forms a cross. And right at your heart, the vertical world of transcendence and ascendance meets the horizontal world of form right at the heart. And in the heart, there's a dynamic interplay, the vertical world of transcendence and the horizontal world of form meeting in the heart. This is where the two dimensions of our being unite. The heart is the realm of grace because it's where the vertical world of transcendence offers itself to the horizontal experience of our humanity. And it's where our humanity meets the vertical world of transcendence. To be in the world, but not of it. Now we're going to once again let our attention drop down. So we're dropping down into the very root right down into the lower belly. And you notice that the lower belly that your experience takes on a different quality. This is the dimension where we touch the very root of consciousness. It's the realm of, as the Christians, mystics call it, the Godhead. The absolute, infinite, dark potential. Pure infinite potential. In this dimension, we ultimately return completely to the infinite ground. Neither transcendent nor immanent, but the source of them both. And this is ultimately a dimension beyond all experience. It is where the entire world is resurrected from. It is a place prior to God and man. And now, for the remaining few minutes, I want to invite you to just relinquish even the most subtle sense of direction, directing attention, the most subtle sense of being the meditator, or just relinquishing the last bit of effort. We're letting go of letting go. letting go, letting go.